I don't think I rely or I am committed or I trust any other group or any other person other than my family members.
There will always be a question which is haunting us.
Is that the right reason to get married?
What if you'll end up alone?
Do you think our podcast is getting too intense and emotional? Hello and welcome to another episode of the 1T1 podcast. This is Irene and I have with me Akhil and Nikki. Also, we are here to celebrate the comeback of our superhero, Kannan. Hello, how are you? Hope you all are doing well.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, Irene.
Beginning of December. Mm-hmm. Everyone's in the festive mood, I guess.
We are waiting for Buravi to come. Actually, it's been like 2 days we are waiting and still there is no sign of it.
All right, so let's get into today's topic. A few days ago, I actually read a report saying that there are more single women in India today than at any time since the records began. Also, a few months back, there was actually a data showing that a fourth of millennials do not wish to marry and a fifth do not want children. Inspired from that report, we actually thought of having a discussion about it because coming from a country where dating is a taboo, but arranged marriages are the norm. Sex is a beep word, but having children to maintain the family tree is the norm. I think the topic of family planning is indeed a difficult choice for everybody to make. Also, by the end of this podcast, if you ever feel that this discussion maybe wasn't inspired from those reports, which I quoted in the beginning, but from the lives of two singles, a marriage phobic and an engaged person, I would say it is merely coincidental. I have kept the titles open for you guys, so whoever want to match, you can match it.
Yeah, right, Irene. So from our personal experience and what we feel as the mood of the society, it's like, you know, we millennials don't want to get married. So do you think there anything which is, you know, a kind of fear factor involved in this, you know, the marriage taboo thing, which is which is dragging all of us, you know, kind of backwards from this commitment, from this big deal of marriage?
I have something to add. I mean, I can answer that a bit according to my what I feel is that actually I am getting married like in 6 months. So what I feel of marriage is like I am looking into this marriage is something like with the fear factor, even though I'm a bit excited. So excitement factor, I will keep aside, like it will be like 5% or 10%. But the more thing which it's like fear factor only, because it feels like we were living a life like no strings attached or something, like we can take decision on our own or we can think. So even our thoughts and everything, it was not hindered or not, we won't need to adjust to anyone or something like that. So what I am thinking of like a marriage, or what I am seeing it from a distance, like what I am seeing like a marriage for married people is like, so it's like they will have to like travel on the same path. So there will have to be something in between, like some adjustments in between. So I'm not, so even though they are saying like, okay, they are very good in that, but they will have to be some sacrifices or some adjustments in between. So that's between them. There is some adjustments, which I'm not sure like will I be able to cope up with that. And also that there are some other external factors also, which I'm worried about. It's not like, so if I'm talking about an arranged marriage, it's not like the two people. Actually, it's a relationship between the two families. So we'll have to take into consideration the interest of our in-laws as well. So what I heard from the experiences of those people who were like married for like for a long years, 6 or 7 or 10 years, they were saying like that it's very easy for them to adjust with their partner, but there are instances like it's very difficult to like put the interest of the in-laws in front. And also there are like other factors which I'm worried about. It's like the public, the society, and also I would like to add the quote which Dave's there in Bangalore days, which Pulkarma Silvan is saying. Like there will always be a question which is haunting us, like in every age. So if it's like after the education, it will be like, did you get any job or not? After getting job, the question will change. Like, okay, no, you are not getting married or what? And if there is some age they are calculating or they have kept as some limit or something. So when we reach that age, they will be telling like, okay, so you are like 25, right? So okay, this is a good time to get married. So if you are not getting married by this time, I don't think you will be able to have a good life. So think about the case, like if you get married by this time, then you will have a kid by this time. So by the time they will get married, okay. So the discussion goes on and like that. After getting married, then another question will come like, okay, you're married for how many years? Okay, so you're not thinking about a child or kid or something. You should think about that. After 30 or 35, there are cases like no kids. So it will go on like that. So the other thing which I'm worried about is society. And the commitment factor, which I have told earlier. Like, so I was living a life like 25 years. I was living like, I was, till now, I'm not able to understand my own things. I mean, what I need. So what makes me happy? So I'm just exploring each day like, okay, this thing is good, making me happy. So as a person who is still exploring my own needs or my own happiness, how will I be able to think about my partner and like make her or feel comfortable and all? And being in a marriage is something like, it's like a pact. We will have to follow, even though there are cases like divorce and things are there, but still we will have to keep that pact till the life end. So taking that to consideration is a bit like pressure. So we'll have to make sure that, okay, our partner is comfortable and we'll have to give her space and all. And we'll have to identify what her dislike, which I'm not, sorry, Nikki, my drag.
No, it's all right. No, I had a ton of questions in between. I was waiting for a moment to enter, but you did not stop. So. Kannan was opening his heart to the listeners.
That's the problem.
Yeah, Kannan, one of the things that I noticed.
If I get a platform, I will just open it. Yeah.
Okay. One of the questions, of course, I was also listening and I was wondering, one of the main factors were the pressure from the society on a lot of things. I'm not going to each one. And the second thing is about the age you get married, like in this imposed thing, like at 30 you have to do this, by 20, 25 you have to have a job. Now, all those things is hindering. That's one thing that I understood. So what should we do?
Yes. And regarding the age, there is one more thing which I need to add, like the age factor. Age factor is not determined only by the society, but there is also one person who is involved, John Chen.
Astrologer.
So, astrologer.
Wait, sorry to interrupt, but I
a major role in Hindu community.
Yeah, so but I want to put this question out there. Yes. So, do you think external factors are influencing this whole concept of marriage or family instead of our own internal or personal factors? Which
I actually wanted to talk about that. See, like whatever Nikki and Kannan said, like every single sentence makes sense, but as a person, I can relate much more about that fear of commitment and that fear of adjustment thing, because throughout our life, like in the past like 25, 26 years, we met a lot of people. We met some of them became our friends and some of them don't. Like if we don't like a person, we'll just walk away and our life will move on without any issues. But this thing, what if we are unable to find out the true color of a person? By color, I didn't mean good or bad or anything. It's just that, the difference in character.
Hmm.
Yeah, I, of course, interest in those kind of things. things. So like, are we supposed to put up with that? And like, you know, I don't know. I don't actually know how to comment on that situation. Like, people say like you have to adjust. Of course, like you might have to adjust, but to which level, to which extent, or like, are we sacrificing our happiness? I don't know whether that's kind of a life, that's kind of a way to, you know, move on with your life. These kind of things, like when he said about, you know, this fear of like adjustment and commitment, this is the thought I was having.
Is that why, Akhil, you have a fear of marriages?
I will say that's yeah.
I word by word agree with Akhil. I exactly had exact same thoughts. Like, I also have the habit of ghosting people I don't like, so I don't know what will I do with my, and I'm not, see, this is not gonna come out good with my relatives, but I'm not really close with a lot of my relatives. But when I'm getting married, I'm not talking about the immediate family, but there will be a lot of people involved in it, and I don't know how they are close to their relatives, and I cannot be hard on them, and I don't want to be untrue to myself. So it's like a lot of things that we say in the podcast, like that's coming from our hearts, and this is actually our views on things, and we are trying to learn to be more open and progressive, and we're sharing it with the listeners in this podcast. And unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people are in line with that, and to argue with them every day, it's a challenge for me. And this is one thing that's keeping me away from the commitment. I cannot ghost relatives.
No, it actually totally makes sense. I think this is what our generation is probably going through, or I think this is what everybody has been going through over the ages. But it's just that right now we are much more open to it. We know how to express it ourselves. I think probably in the past people just, you know, kept it to themselves just to save the family.
I can add something to that. It's like, you know, our family setup, it has been changed, right? We all are having this kind of, you know, nuclear families from past, you know, 20, 30 years. And like a nuclear family, we cannot see a joint family nowadays, right? So now at present, like even families are, you know, disintegrating from that nuclear concept also, right? Like now the family means just like two people.
Yeah.
So like previously there were a lot of people in the house. So like, what do you feel, and like what all are the things you have in your mind, it might not get, you know, that much of acceptance, or your individual part in the family, like your individual significance in the family was comparatively less, I guess. But nowadays, since we are having this kind of micro-nuclear family, that 50, you'll be having around, you know, 50% of that significance. And your opinion and your thoughts and everything gets matched, I guess.
Would you all consider that? I know this is like a school time question that we have to answer, the advantages and disadvantages between nuclear family and joint family. But just since Akhil came up with that, would you consider that as a good thing or a bad thing?
Okay, I used to think of myself as an incredibly selfish person, and I want to, you know, I want to be heard, I want to be accepted. So
that's not selfish.
That's self-love.
So I prefer like things going in this way. I want to be a significant part of where I am. So wherever I am. So I think like a room full of people, I don't think we'll be celebrating. I think we'll be suffocating with a room full of people. So I think this is... I think
is that it's, Sheldon?
Yeah, correct.
I don't believe in boxes, and I think family is good, and we need to be each other whenever when you need each other. But got your back. Family's always got your back. But I don't think it should be a hindrance to your self-love, your peace of mind. Like, I think a lot of times they can be unreasonable for some reasons, but I think our generation at least understand the value of, again, self-love and giving importance to your interest as well. And like Kathleen said, it's not selfish. Like, I mean, so many people get confused the same way, and I think I'm all in for how it's going forward as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with about our new age concept of marriage or family or whatever. But I think I also want to, at this point, I also want to offer some support to Kannan, who is getting married. So I'll probably come up with my dilemma of what my future, my future family would be. Basically, I have always been single in my life, and I always wanted to stay independently. And I used to love this concept of staying independently, having my own job and financial independence, everything. Of course, I also have this fear of commitment and whatever things. I'm not going to repeat all over again whatever Akhil and Nikki said. But I'll be honest with you, since the beginning of the lockdown, or since very lately, especially since the beginning of the lockdown, I have been staying alone in a house, because I used to stay with few of my British and European friends. So since they were living close by, they actually left home since the lockdown. So I was actually staying alone. Since I'm a really talkative person, I sometimes have this urge of talking to somebody, having somebody, and the need to talk to somebody. And sometimes I also used to wonder, oh, what if my future life would be like this? What if, especially because of the fact that I have always been that person who is really attached and close to only my family. So I always wonder this at times, that, you know, once later in my life, if I choose to stay single, not get married, what if I feel lonely? What if I feel alone? And I think this has also been a question that came up during this pandemic, because a lot of people, especially I know outside India, in foreign countries, there are a lot of people who choose to stay single without kids, without family, or they stay alone in their house. So they also raised this concern during the pandemic, that it's for the first time that they felt lonely and alone in their life. So that's what I'm always in a dilemma between, staying alone or maybe probably getting married.
I just need to know, like, so if you feel like alone, like in future you will be alone, will you prefer being married, or will you prefer living together if your family supports or permits?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I said. I am. Sometimes I feel that I am too young to answer this question of marriage. I know I'm not according to Indian standards, but according to how confused I am in the choice, because I told you, right, I have always been wanted to stay independent and alone. But lately, I also have this thought of probably getting married, to not for the sake of getting married or having somebody, but sometimes I feel that I wouldn't mind probably getting married to avoid the situation of feeling alone, or somebody whom I can trust and rely on and open to, if that makes sense.
A lot of thoughts. I don't know where to start.
I was just putting out the other side of the coin, because I know we started out the discussion by saying our fear of commitment, fear of responsibility, blah, 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 whatever. So I'm just putting out that these are the other sides of the coin, if you guys have ever thought about it, or if you...
I was thinking, like, first of all, I think you're pretty young to feel lonely, and this is just a pandemic speaking, I guess, but
I think
it's absolutely fine, and it actually happens to a lot of people, about the fear of being lonely. And sometimes, most of the times, in normal situations, it's like pushed on you by your family saying that you will be lonely. But sometimes it's very organic also to have that feeling by yourself.
Another thing is that even during the pandemic, I wouldn't say I always felt lonely. It's just that probably maybe 30% or maybe once or two, yeah, maybe like 30% of the times I sometimes felt like having somebody, but I think almost the rest of the 70% of the times I loved being alone. I love staying alone in a 4-bedroom house all by my own, getting up whenever I want, cooking, eating whenever I want. It was so much fun on the other side of it. Yeah.
So listening to that, I wanted to ask if is that the right reason to get married is one question that came up in my mind.
That is a $1 million question, I will say.
Yeah, even I don't know. I think I am still looking for the answer of that question as well, because
I'll share.
Yeah, that's why I asked, like, whether you prefer living together for that or just get married for that.
Oh, you just hang out with friends. I'm free 24/7.
But that's what I put out that also as well, because I know for a fact that as of now, even if I'm not offending anybody, but even right now, even if I have friends, but I think I am only attached to that my family. I don't think I don't think I rely or I am I am committed or I trust any other group or any other person other than my family members. Just not offending anybody, but that's true.
Thank you, Irene.
Yeah, and also because I'll probably share something else too, because I have been brought up from a really good family, in the sense I really admire and I really value the relationship of being in a good family. So probably that's why I always wanted to have somebody whom I can call my own, or a group of people whom I can call my own. So sometimes it strikes me hard that, you know, what if I don't have family members and I won't have anybody else in my life. Do you think our podcast is getting too intense and emotional?
That's okay for once in a while, I think.
Yeah,
okay.
I hope so.
I think I just have one thing to add, that $1 million question. It's like, I think there were a lot of, you know, rebel kind of people who thinks like this, I don't want to get married, those kind of thoughts. I think the thought was there in previous generation also, and before that also. But I think all of them might have, conceded to that, this particular question, what if you'll end up alone? Mm-hmm. So I think that is one question, which which changed all those rebels into, the normal people.
And plus, I think in the at least during the olden times, because this financial independence was a question. I don't think currently almost all, at least I know for a fact that four of us want to be financially independent. So when you have financially independent and you don't have to rely on your family for money, then you wouldn't mind staying alone. Right. So I don't think that was the case in the olden generation, at least for the probably the 80% of the women in our household. So that's why probably that question also triggered most of the people to get married. I don't think we will have to at least face that question. Right.
Yeah, that actually brings to one of my other fear, that is kind of financial freedom thing. It's like, in our society, that like we guys are supposed to be the providers, right? So like there is a lot of pressure to, the partner could be working or not working, but like that doesn't, people doesn't care about that much.
This is something that I've always wanted. Maybe it's applicable to women as well. Sometimes you will not get everything figured out when you're 22 or 23, and you will have to force a career change later in your life. And then there's a question of getting married. Does that stop you from achieving your dreams, providing for another person?
Yeah, of course. That is a big responsibility, right? Like if you are alone and you want to do like a career change or you want to pursue some arts or humanities or anything, like whenever you're single, you're free. Like you can even, you know, skip your meals for like a few days. But when you are having a family, that's not the case, right? So
what if you have somebody else also who supports you and skips ready to offer you a meal when you will have to skip a meal for yourself?
Yeah, I think it's mostly society inflicted. I mean, I'm bringing back our podcast, Chan's friends. So Chan is taking up a job in an advertising company, leaving whatever big job he
has. Yeah, his teleprompter job.
No, not teleprompter. he's a transmonster! Something like that. The whole point is, like Irene said, a partner has a job and they are able to support you. Then is it a question? Like, society is still going to say he doesn't have a job. So, does that bother you? Or
personally, it doesn't, actually. Because, you know, when you are in a relationship, you like, you know, you value the other person as much as you value yourself. And I don't think like that getting, I mean, having that support from family isn't a thing to, you know, hide or to be ashamed of. That's like, okay, you got a wonderful family who is earning and who is supporting you to pursue your dreams. And I would like to see it in that way. Whenever there is a support, like, we don't have to worry, right? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I mean, except for the loneliness part or whatever I mentioned, this is the same thing even I am worried about as well, because I sometimes feel that probably there will be a point of time in your life when things get very normal. You'll have a daily routine and probably you will end up with a life in which you won't have anything to look forward to, or you won't have, imagine you have friends and you have probably other persons around you. Imagine every one of them have settling down and having a family and becoming nuclear, how we mentioned earlier, becoming nuclear of their own. So whom do you think you will have to look forward to or to support or to rely on, probably yourself?